Promote healthy living in our community. Healthy Cells Magazine offers information on how to live a healthier lifestyle. Pick up your copy of the magazine today.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Hey, welcome back. And I want to also welcome back my guest today, Hope Danielson, who's the Health and Wellness Advisor with Neiman Foods and County Market, and also Melanie Pavlovic. I was like, I didn't practice it before I started. She is a registered dietitian also with County Market. And of course, Krista Jaratek with Healthy Cells Magazine. They are featuring the County Market this actually every week in the magazine.
Yep, every month.
Providing different ideas for people to live healthy, eat healthy, and also great recipes. We're kind of talking about eating healthy through the aisles. We've kind of gone through the section of produce. We know color. Dairy, probably not so much color unless you're maybe talking cheese or something. But generally you want to go for reduced fat, low fat even better. But if you're not sure about the taste, go for the reduced fat. Let's talk about the meat section. Obviously, this is a big thing. You know, some people just scratch meat out of their diet completely. Some people really try to avoid any of the hormones. But when you're buying meat at the supermarket, I get overwhelmed. I honestly do. I have to ask, what's the best? What should I get? Give me some tips on shopping for healthy meat.
Okay. What you really want to look for are the words loin, like sirloin, tenderloin.
Good to know. I'm writing that down.
with your red meats and your pork. And then, of course, your boneless, skinless chicken breast and turkey is also a very lean protein option. We definitely recommend fish a couple times a week as well.
Really?
When you're looking at meat. Yes. You don't always necessarily have to have the red meat or the poultry. You know, the fish is a great option as well. And then your 90% or above lean ground beefs are good choices as well. The key with meat is the portion size. It doesn't need to be the star of the plate. We have to remember to keep it to about a quarter of the plate, which is about 3 ounces, about the size of the palm of your hand or a deck of cards. That's okay. The most important thing to remember no matter what meat you're eating.
So really, I mean, you always think there's the meat dish and then you have your sides. That's
right.
What we need to rethink the plate and start talking about how the meat is kind of the side.
Yes.
And everything else, or your salad or your vegetable, is really kind of the meat of the plate now.
Exactly.
And that's a good way to really think about it. And also probably you'll save yourself a lot of money. I do want to talk a little bit about grains because it's a big hot thing, to talk about being carb free. And that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But grains are important. It is still part of your food. They don't even call it a pyramid anymore.
It's the my plate now.
Yeah, it's the my plate now.
Yeah, when it comes to grains, they're definitely a part of a healthy diet. We encourage that at least half your grains be whole grains. They provide so many vitamins and minerals that you just can't get from some other types of foods when you're eliminating carbs or eliminating grains.
Yeah.
So, kind of this carb-free craze.
They probably should understand what that means.
More so processed carbs is what we should be kind of eliminating.
The sugars
and things like that, yes. So, you know, on your grains, looking for the whole grain stamp, that's one of the best ways for people to know if it is going to be a good product, higher in fiber, a good source of actually having whole grains, not being enriched. So that's one thing to remember. And then, always just like looking for that label and making sure that, you know, on the back, on the ingredients, it says, whole wheat as the first ingredient, not enriched.
So enriched is a word not to look for. That sounds so, it's enriched.
It's enriched. They're plugging everything back in that they ripped out of it.
I do want to talk about canned and frozen. In this kind of fast-paced world, a lot of people do want fast and the idea of kind of preparing a lot of things. Sometimes the frozen and canned is an option if you're, you know, running low on time. Or let's talk about that a little bit, things to look for.
The main thing to look for with canned and frozen products is going to be your sodium content and your sugar.
Okay.
Because a lot of times those are the ingredients that are going to be added to those types of products, right? To make them taste better.
Yeah.
And so that's what the manufacturer wants to do. But what you can look for is no salt added. Make sure that things are packed in their own natural juices if they're things like fruits. Frozen fruits and vegetables are a great option because you can find them all the time in steam bags and, resealable bags. And a lot of times they don't have added, sugars or sodium.
They're just
so
frozen.
Just paying attention to that ingredient list and looking at that food label is the most important thing you can do.
Well, and why is it that County Market really kind of pays attention to this? I mean, this isn't something you find with normal grocery stores, to be honest.
We'd like to say we've had that vision for quite some time now. I've been with the company for over 5 years and it was important to us to simplify healthy eating. With the obesity crisis in this country, we can't ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a grocery store, it makes sense to have someone there right at that level with people when they're making their purchases so that they can have someone there to talk to them about healthier choices, how to read a food label, what to look for. There's so much information out there that it's very confusing for people, and we wanted to be that resource for our community.
So you're really there for customers if they come in and they have questions. You're physically
Absolutely.
There.
Yep. Anything, you know, that they need to know if they're in the aisle and they're trying to find, you know, some product and decide whether or not it's healthy compared to another one, we can be there to answer those questions.
See, that's
and
the
guide
way to
them.
Go. Now, tell me a little bit about your article in Healthy Cells Magazine. Of course, Krista Jeritek here with Healthy Cells. You can find Healthy Cells Magazine at your pharmacy, your eye doctor, your foot doctor, your regular doctor, everywhere. Of course, you want to pick up this month's copy of Healthy Cells Magazine anywhere, a doctor's office, eye doctors. Where else? Where am I missing? Pharmacies,
the hospitals.
Grocery stores,
county market.
anywhere. Yes, I mean, I never say anywhere magazines are free, you're going to find it, because it
Correct.
Is a fantastic magazine, and it is free.
It is free.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank my guest again, because there's so many things we could talk about. I think we want to have you in again, because there's things we can talk about. Just in these particular areas, just break it down, because it is so overwhelming for people to really want to eat healthy, you know, take on a new lifestyle. Like you said, a new lifestyle, not a diet. It has to be kind of the way of changing your life, the way you eat.
Right.
I want to thank you again, Melanie Pavlovic, who is the registered dietitian with County Market, and also Hope Danielson, the health and wellness advisor with County Market. And as always, Krista Jeritek with Healthy Cells Magazine. Thank you guys for coming in to talk about this.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks so
yeah,
much.
We're going to have to come in and talk about it more, and then maybe we'll have a whole thing on wine.
Well, again, thanks so much to my guests from County Market and also Healthy Cells Magazine. You can check out a podcast of this show and many others available at WSOYAM.com. We'll be back next week with more Central Illinois Weekend.